We're going to begin with a prayer. Do you have a prayer request? We can pray for Connie's mother that she'll get over her cough and so forth. Seems to be over the hump. Connie's trying to get her better. Any others? We ought to pray for Brother Kevin's on their trip. And Kevin's aunt passed away. Let's pray for them, Lord. Give them safe travel and bless the time there with their family. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for this weather, this time of December here. We thank you for the cheer that Christmas time and the holidays bring, that families sometimes make wrongs right and get together and be peaceful. But Lord, help us to have true peace in our hearts, that peace that comes from forgiveness and love. Dear God, we thank you for your mercy on us and our shortcomings in that. Don't follow Jesus always in his example. Help us to be faithful to God, a true Christian. Pray for Kevin's on their trip. Help them and bless them. Keep them safe, pray. Connie's mother, thank you for the congregation this morning. Bless us. Goodness. Bless us. In Jesus' name.
Still didn't find my pitch pipes. We're going to have to do this little electronic thing.
Okay. Let's start with Silent Night. Don't we have it in here? Did we forget to put it in? I thought sure I had that one in here. I was sure I put that one in. No, I guess we don't. But we know it. I'll try to get it in here for the next time. I thought it was here. So, what we should do is, O come all ye faithful. Does anyone know that number?
34.
All right. You know how easy it is? You see here, when we say, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, then we say, O come ye to Bethlehem. All right. That O there is like an extra syllable we put in there. And it seems natural to do that. O come ye to Bethlehem. I know it's funny to watch it. Okay. But the next verse now, we start on the second note and just say, true God, light of light eternal. Yeah. How lowly nature. You see, we're skipping that first syllable. You get that? We're skipping that. And then in verse 3, you got to remember, okay, we're starting out on the second syllable again. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing. We get that syllable, that first syllable in there, okay? Let's try to watch that. But I see sometimes someone who tries a little bit. Get that memorized a little bit. Oh, God. We're going to sing at least the first three here.
Come ye to Bethlehem.
gives really a blessing. You all get that real well.
Why do we talk about Bethlehem? Come to Bethlehem. And then there's this one. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. How still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. It's the next song, or the 36, next page over. Why are we talking about that? It sounds the silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. That one. We sing these songs. What? It sounds so kind of exciting and emotional and all. And you know, we can make a whole bunch out of that and not live for Jesus. That wouldn't be right. But you see, people wrote these hymns because the whole world had been waiting and longing, looking on the horizon for the coming of the Messiah. And one night, he came. They didn't know if he for sure would. They looked. There's a song, Watchmen. Tell us of the night, what the signs of promise are. And it's about a conversation between a traveler and a watchman. Watchman, did you see anything yet? Traveler responds, no, we didn't yet. But then, yes, there's something coming. And you know, they were longing and looking, and he came. God's word is sure. He loves his creation. And they long for a savior. They long for a deliverer. They long for someone who would ransom them out of that terrible dungeon and prison. And he came one night. One night to a little town. The Bible says, thou Bethlehem, and thou Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you're so little, so tiny, insignificant in all the provinces of Judea, and yet unto you is born a Savior. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. His name shall be called Prince of Peace, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And that's what's exciting. That's what's so dear to the hearts of Christians, and it ought to be of this whole sad world. A deliverer came. They were sadder before that. And now, but now in a sense, it is far more sad because such a multitude rejected that deliverer. It's just unthinkable. And you know, you all are growing up. You're facing these crossroads in life. Crossroads. Where are you? What am I going to decide? Me or God? Me or that Savior, that deliverer that came in the dark of night to a little town, and only those who were looking for him got him. Saw him. The shepherds that would look at at the night, we'd look on the horizon and think, what if he came? Whoop! One night, he came. And the angels announced his coming. Let's sing a verse or two of 36, O little town of Bethlehem. Let's sing first, third, and last.
Yeah.
sing 70. Let's try 70. Angels, angels, we have heard on high. How long can you hold your breath? How long can you hold a gloria? Now you get to breathe. Can you do that? We'll see if we can.
Meaning. That's what I think of it as. Excellent deity. 2, verse 2. Shepherd.
Shepherds are this jubilee. Why your joyous strains prolong? Why wishes by your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in
in excelsis Deo.
Let's do 72.
It came upon him. Came upon the midnight clear.
Talking about that's making these sounds?
Jesus
So the angels are bringing the tidings of Jesus, but the sounds that are down here, up above are the angels, down here are the Babel sounds. What are we talking about? It said it up here earlier in the verse.
Weary world.
Up above the weary world. And it's sounds of the Tower of Babel. You know, that's what it is. Confusion. Sadness. People running here and there. Black Friday. Emptying their pocketbooks. Getting mad at family. Funds running out. Even people taking their own lives. Does it feel like they're in a prison? When there's the light, you look for it.
Okay, one more. Back here to 69. My days are gliding swiftly by. My days are gliding swiftly by, and I, a pilgrim stranger, would not detain them as they fly, those hours of toil and danger. I'm going to sing one verse, and then I'm going to talk a little bit.
My days are gliding swiftly by.
Single pole going up the center as he built this silo, he just built this ridge higher and higher. Makes me think of the Tower of Babel. Higher and higher, and I mean, he just go around and around, building this thing, and he would hang on the edges of it. But this single pole at the center of the silo with a platform, he'd keep making that platform higher and higher. All it was is loose plywood covering the frame of that scaffolding. And he would make jokes like, to him it was just a big joke how one of his employees one time had fallen through like 40 feet up and pulled at the bottom in the middle there. And said he got up and scratched his head and looked up. He just thought that was so funny. And he was just a crusty old man that was just rugged. And he would just get her done. And he just charged such a little amount. He was a funny man. He was a very interesting character, George Lee was. Well, he would come into the house with us when it was lunchtime, breakfast time, supper time. He would come in there and he would just eat with relish. And if he didn't see something on the table that he kind of wanted, he'd ask about it. He would ask about it, George Lee would. And one morning, it was time to get to work. We were having breakfast at our house. Grandpa, my father, always family worship right after breakfast. And well, he had said, okay, now we're going to have family worship. And breakfast was done. Well, old George Lee didn't hear that maybe very well. He just grabbed his straw hat on and he was marching out the door. Daddy said, hey, George, family worship. And he put his hat off again. He came in there and he saw a chair and he just sat right down on it. It happened to be where my mother always sits. So she had to sit in a different spot. He plopped right down on that chair. Now we're going to sing. Start out singing out of the church and Sunday school hymnal. And we were going through that book at the time. And we sang the next song we were ready for. We sang it. And then my daddy handed the book to George Lee and said, here, George, maybe you have a song you know out of here. He grabbed it. Oh, right here. Exactly. It was My Days Are Gliding Swiftly By. And you know what? We didn't know that song. We didn't know it at all. But we didn't have any time to wait around and think about it. My days are gliding swiftly by. He was just saying it, and we hung on for dear life, following his booming voice. It was amazing. We sang the whole way through that song. And of course, in his way, he put every last slur there was possible to put in there. He went, my days are gliding swiftly by. He just put every slur in there you could think of. It's impossible to sing that song without thinking of George Lee. In their church services, they sang in German. But they knew that hymn book from their young people's gatherings. They sing out of that church and Sunday school hymn. It's an old 1800s medley hymn. So we're going to sing two more verses of it. And then I'll tell you the real story behind this hymn.
Oh, dear, will gird our loins, my brethren dear, our heavenly home discerning, our absent Lord has left us work. Let be burning for we stand once your strength. Our friends are passing over, and just before the shining shore, we may almost discover.
He decided he was going to come to Missouri and buy a plantation. So he came and he bought a plantation, slaves and all. And I don't know if he had the slaves yet, but he was going to have them. But then he heard a fiery sermon one time on the evils of slavery. And after that, he just got thinking, that isn't right. That's right. And then he made a statement. He got conviction against having slaves. And he made a statement. He said, I will live on salt and potatoes the rest of my life before I own slaves. And make people work without pay. And he began to join an effort to talk about how wrong slavery was. And that got his neighbors fired up. He said, neighbors who owned slaves and had plantations. And they ganged up on him. And he fled. It took him 3 days and three nights to get to St. Louis. Running, hiding, wherever he could. And his neighbors, the slaveholders, were after him, looking for him. And he got to the banks of the Mississippi River, hoping to get over to Illinois, a free state, where they wouldn't reach him, where these slave owners wouldn't reach him. And he was hiding in the bushes, looking across. As soon as he got to the water, he saw some friends, and he made signs to them, and he wanted to get over. And those friends saw him, but they had to wait for night to come to come over and pick him up, take him over, because during the day, slaveholders would see it. So he was there in the bushes hiding, and the words of this hymn come to his mind. He wrote them down in the back of an old envelope that he had. He wrote down, my days are gliding swiftly by. He was looking through the bushes, looking at the water, the Mississippi River. My days are gliding swiftly by. And I, a pilgrim stranger, would not detain them as they fly. Those hours of toil and danger. He was in danger right then. And he thought of this, verse 3. Should coming days be cold and dark, we need not cease our singing. That perfect rest none can molest where golden harps are ringing. And he was hiding in there, in those bushes, and the pounding footsteps come running by. They even opened up the bushes, looking with guns, opening up the bushes. Didn't quite see him because it was dark already. As soon as that danger passed by, it was dark now, he went down to the water, and his friends made it as though they were fishing out there in the dark. They came over, and jumped in the boat, and take him across to Illinois, and the slaveholders figured it out. They followed him over there and said, surrender right now. But friends and so forth over there told him, that's it. He's in a free state right now, so he's okay. And he got away. But it's just an interesting story. He was an anti-slavery activist. He probably resorted to means that weren't that great. I don't know. But because we know some of those people that got against slavery got very, the abolitionist movement, they would resort sometimes even to arms to fight against, you know, the North fighting against the South. But it was interesting. This man wrote a memorable hymn here, and it got into about every last hymnal in the late 1800s. Every last hymnal that there was made, this song got into that hymnal. But now it's forgotten. Most hymnals don't have it in. What does that mean down there at the last line? And just before, comma, we might discover the shining shore. Is what that said. And just before, the shining shore we may almost discover. That was confusing to me at first, and George Lee sang it. We may almost discover what? So, let's sing the last verse and talk, please.
Let's get it again.
Let sorrows live as death.
I'm thankful for my family because some children don't have a family.
I'm thankful that we can help each other out. Like yesterday we helped Floyd's move in. And what I'm thankful for that is because each of us can help each other and it goes real good that way. And another thing I'm thankful for is that we can come to church every Sunday and see each other because that's how we learn.
I'm thankful that I wasn't born in a family that I was taught to worship a monkey. Instead, I was born in a family that taught me to praise God.
I'm thankful for the opportunities we have to learn, and there's some people that come to our place that they grew up not doing anything, living in a city, and they just don't know, like, anything about raising animals or anything like that. And yeah, I'm thankful that we are taught how to work and how to do things right.
I'm thankful for all the people who have put forth effort in our lives, and because if without those people I wouldn't be much. And I'm thankful that right now times are pretty good, and things are often kind of easy, and things could be a lot harder.
I'm thankful for the singing school to Marcus can teach us how to sing, and I'm thankful for that. Also, I'm thankful for my dad to teach me just the right way to live, and the church too for that.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to learn from other people's mistakes and their what they go through, and to see how things turn out because of how they handle things, and it's going to be a help.
I'm thankful for my parents. Without them, I would be just like anybody else.
I'm thankful that we don't have to be hiding. We can have church right here. And not have to be in caves and stuff. And another thing I'm thankful for is that the days are always, and everything is in a circle, that if we have a bad day or something, we can start again the next day.
I'm thankful for every one of you and the privilege of being here. And I'm also thankful for the hope that we all have and that I have, of just being a better person and overcoming the things that aren't good and aren't lovely and worth pursuing. So I'm thankful.
I'm thankful for the privilege to be taught right from wrong and being a family that loves me, and a lot of people are just not that privileged. And I'm thankful for health, to be able to work and do things.
I'm thankful for all the friends and family that we have to get us through the hard times and keep us going.
I'm thankful for the trials and stuff that God sends us, so that I appreciate the good times when He sends them those. I'm thankful for all my family and stuff.